Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, today we're going to finish the story of Charlotte's Web.
This is a story about two friends, Charlotte and Wilbur.
Right. Charlotte is a spider, and Wilbur is a pig. Now, Wilbur was afraid because the farmer, Mr. Zuckerman, wanted to cook him and eat him for Christmas dinner.
没错，这个农场主人呢，想要把 Wilbur 杀来吃。Charlotte had a plan, though. She wrote the words, some pig, 了不起的猪。In her web.
Mm-hmm. Now, everyone in town thought that this was great. Mr. Zuckerman did, too. So, he took Wilbur to a county fair.
他把 Wilbur 带到市集去。Of course, Charlotte went to the fair, too.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Zuckerman wanted Wilbur to win a prize. So, Charlotte wanted to spell a new word in her web.
But she looked tired, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's...because she was saving her energy to stay up all night.
And when she did that, she spelled the word humble in her new web.
没错，她拼出了谦虚的 humble 这个字。Today, we're going to find out if Wilbur won the prize.
Let's do that now.
Charlotte's Web. 请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Everyone at the county fair talked about the new web. Wilbur won a prize for the most special pig. Mr. Zuckerman said,
This pig is good luck. He's never leaving me.
Wilbur excitedly told Charlotte,
I never have to worry again.Mr. Zuckerman won't kill me. We're going home.
Charlotte told Wilbur,
That's great, but I can't go home.
Wilbur asked,
Why not?
Charlotte answered,
After I built the web, I laid my eggs. I will die here.Make me a promise. Take my eggs back to the farm.
Wilbur promised. Back at Mr. Zuckerman's farm, Charlotte's eggs hatched.And Wilbur had new friends to keep him company.
Word power!
Never. Never. I promise never to lie to you.Again. I promise never to lie to you again. Leave. 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 Left. Left. The baby cried loudly when his mother left the room. The baby cried loudly when his mother left the room. Kill. Kill. Jack the Ripper is famous for killing 5 women in 1888 in London. Jack the Ripper is famous for killing 5 women in 1888 in London. Lay. Lay. Lay, laid, laid. The bird laid her eggs in the nest. The bird laid her eggs in the nest.
The last day of our story starts by saying, everyone at the county fair talked about the new web.
今天的文章呢，来到每个在市集的人都在谈论这个新的蜘蛛网。
Now, of course they talked about this web. It's very exciting. It's so special, in fact, that the article tells us Wilbur won a prize for the most special pig.
Wilbur 呢也真的赢得了一个奖项，荣登最特别的猪。
Now, good for him. He is a special pig.
What did Mr. Zuckerman do, though? I don't think he still wants to kill and eat Wilbur.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's see what the article says. It tells us, Mr. Zuckerman said, this pig is good luck.
Oh, Mr. Zuckerman 就说了，这只猪啊是好运的象征，也就是它会带来好运。
Can you tell us more about good luck and bad luck, Elsie?
Of course, L-U-C-K, luck, 它是名词运气的意思。那如果是好的运气我们说 good luck, 坏的运气坏运我们说 bad luck。那如果呢我们要把 luck 变成形容词的时候该怎么办呢？如果我们直接在字尾加上 y, lucky 就是形容词幸运的。那如果不幸运的呢，那我们就要在 lucky 的前面再加上 un 变成 unlucky 不幸的。
Okay, let's find out what else Mr. Zuckerman has to say about Wilbur. He finishes by saying, He's never leaving me.
他永远都不能离开我身边。
Okay, now we have a lot to talk about in this sentence. First, we're going to talk about the word never here. This is a word power word. It's an adverb. Never is spelled N-E-V-E-R, never. Never means not at any time. So if I say, I never eat mushrooms, it means I don't eat mushrooms at any time. That's true, too. I hate mushrooms. Yuck. In an example sentence, we could say, I promise never to lie to you again. One more time. I promise never to lie to you again.
Never, 它是从来不的意思，是一个频率副词。那例句说到呢，我保证永远不会再对你撒谎了。其他的频率副词呢，还有很多，比如说 always, 总是 usually, 经常 often, 通常或是 seldom, 也就是 rarely 的意思是很少，几乎没有。那现在我们就进入 Magic Box, 听讲师讲解频率副词的用法吧。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
哔哩吧啦哔哩吧啦吧啦吧吧啦，是我，想我了吗？世界第一美少女就是我，梅环来啦。哈哈，我呢是这么的美丽。Girls are always jealous of me. 女生们呢都好嫉妒我哦，真是讨厌。哼哼，英文里面呢有一票副词哦，他们呢就好像兄弟姐妹一样，用法一样，但是呢意思却有点不一样哦。他们呢就是频率副词。频率副词是什么时候用呢？顾名思义就是在讲频率，事情发生的频率的时候来使用咯。例如呢，刚刚我说 Girls are always jealous of me. Always 就是总是的意思。 它的频率呢就是100%。我一天遇到了100个女生，这100个女生呢都嫉妒我，哈哈，这就是总是咯。注意到呢，我们频率副词的位置呢是在动词之前，或是 be 动词和助动词之后。例如呢，我们刚刚说 girls are always jealous of me。我们呢就把 always 放在 are， 也就是呢 be 动词的后面咯。我们来造一个用一般动词的句子吧。 I usually take the bus to school. I usually take a bus to school. Usually 就是经常，没有 always 这么频繁，大概呢就是80%咯。 OK，我通常都是搭公车去上学，但一年当中总有几天睡过头没赶上公车啦，所以呢我们呢就是用 usually 经常。 OK， 注意到呢我们把 usually 放在动词 take 的前面哦。 OK， 所以 usually 频率副词的位置呢就是在 be 动词之后，一般动词之前。那么助动词呢， OK， It doesn't often rain in summer， 夏天不常下雨。注意到呢，我们是放在助动词 doesn't does not 的后面了，动词 rain 的前面。 OK， 回到呢我们的频率副词 often， often 呢就是常常的意思了。100天呢有60天没下雨，所以呢 it doesn't often 不是很长。好的，频率副词的家族还有哪些成员呢？还有呢这个 sometimes， sometimes 呢就是有时候。 OK， sometimes 花轮 and I fight over small things， 花轮和我有时候会为了小事吵架。大概100天里面有40-50天我们呢就可以使用 sometimes。 seldom 呢则是很少了， I seldom plays tennis， 我很少打网球。100天里面大概只有20天了。如果呢是完全没有呢，我们就要使用 never 咯。I will never talk to you again， 人家不要跟你说话了啦，我要去找花轮同学咯。
Welcome back everyone. We've got to work look at the second word power word in that sentence. It's the word leave, which is a verb. Leave is spelled L-E-A-V-E, leave. When you leave, you go away from a person or place.Mr. Zuckerman doesn't want Wilbur to leave him or to go away from him. He wants Wilbur to stay. As an example, we could say, the baby cried loudly when his mother left the room. Let's say that one more time. The baby cried loudly when his mother left the room.
Leave 是离开的意思，那过去式跟过去分词都是 L-E-F-T， 我们念作 left。 例句说到呢，当宝宝的妈妈离开房间的时候呢，宝宝嚎啕大哭。那 leave 还有一个意思是离开之后留下某人或物，比如说呢 He left his pencil box in the classroom， 也就是他离开之后留下了他的铅笔盒在教室里。
Okay, well, let's find out what Wilbur thinks of this. He is talking to Charlotte. The article says, Wilbur excitedly told Charlotte, I never have to worry again.
这里呢 ,Wilbur 兴奋地对 Charlotte 说啊，我永远都不用再担心了。我们看到文章中啊，出现一个副词 excitedly, 它代表的是兴奋地的意思。
Okay, so Wilbur doesn't have to worry. He's safe, and that's because Wilbur also says, Mr. Zuckerman won't kill me. We're going home.
哇，这边 Wilbur 很开心哦，他就说呢 ,Mr. Zuckerman 不会杀我了，我们要回家了。
Okay, well, we have to look at the word, another word, power word in that sentence. The word is kill. This is a verb, and it's spelled K-I-L-L, kill.Now, when you kill a person or an animal, you make that person or animal die. You can say this about plants sometimes, too. I had a plant, but then I dropped lots of wet clothes on my plant. When I picked the clothes up, my plant was dead. I killed my plant.
Wait a minute, Aaron. That was your true story.
It is my true story. All right. Another example could be Jack the Ripper is famous for killing 5 women in 1888 in London. Let's say that one more time. Jack the Ripper is famous for killing five women in 1888 in London.
Kill 是杀的意思。例句提到呢，开膛手杰克在这个1888年的伦敦杀了五名女性，那因为这件事情他为人所知。那如果呢，我们在 kill 的字尾加上 er, killer 就是杀手，开膛手杰克他就是一个 killer。
Okay, now Charlotte is happy for Wilbur, of course, but she has some bad news. Here in the article, it says, Charlotte told Wilbur, that's great, but I can't go home.
Charlotte 在这边告诉 Wilbur 说啊，那很好啊，你们要回家了，但我不能回家。Why not?
Well, this is a surprise to all of us, I think. Wilbur also wants to know why. The article says, Wilbur asked, why not? Just like you did.
Yeah, Wilbur said the same thing as I did. 他就说了，为什么不？你为什么不能回家？
Okay, now I think everybody wants to know, so let's just move on and see what the article says. Charlotte answered, after I built the web, I laid my eggs.
Oh, Charlotte 回答说啊，在我结完蜘蛛网之后，我下了蛋。
Okay, now we have another word power word in that sentence. Let's learn more about the word lay. Lay is a verb and it's spelled L-A-Y, lay. When a bird, an insect, or a spider lays eggs, it makes eggs come out of its body. The eggs will grow into babies. When the babies are big enough, they can break the eggs and come out of them. As an example sentence, we could say, the bird laid her eggs in the nest. One more time. The bird laid her eggs in the nest.
Lay 是下蛋的意思，过去式过去分词我们说是 L-A-I-D, laid. 所以三态它是 lay, laid, laid. 那例句说呢，那只鸟在巢里面下蛋。同学们应该有想到，诶，这个 lay 不是躺下来那个字的过去式吗？我们这边补充一下哦，躺的动作啊，它的原型是 lie, L-I-E, 过去式 L-A-Y, lay, 那过去分词它是 L-A-I-N, lane, lie, lay, lane, 那原型动词相同也是 L-I-E, 它还有另外一个意思是说谎。那这个说谎的过去式呢，跟过去分词就是规则变化字尾加 d 就好了。我们说它是 lie, lied, lied。
Now I just want to say for all of our students out there, don't worry if you think this is confusing. I've been speaking English for 34 years and this still confuses me.
It's very confusing.
Okay. All right, so we learned that Charlotte is a mother. Did you know that spiders can have hundreds of babies and sometimes even thousands of babies?
That is a lot of babies. But wait, why can't Charlotte go back with Wilbur? Does she have to stay with her eggs?
Well, that's a good question. And she tells Wilbur why. She says, I will die here.
我会死在这里。That's so sad.
It is. Now, the reason for this is some female spiders die after they lay their eggs.
Oh, 有一些母蜘蛛她们下完蛋之后是会死掉的。Do all spiders do that?
Not all spiders, but some of them do.
So what else does she say to Wilbur?
Okay, well, the article tells us,Make me a promise. Take my eggs back to the farm.
Charlotte 这边跟 Wilbur 说啊，答应我。Make me a promise. 带我的蛋回农场。
Okay, now when you make someone a promise, you tell that person you will do something for them in the future.
Make a promise 就是承诺答应的意思。So instead of saying make me a promise,、I can also say promise me.
That's right.Okay, Wilbur wants to help his good friend. Charlotte helped him a lot, now he wants to help. The article says, Wilbur promised.
Wilbur 答应了他要把他的蛋带回农场去。
Okay, now sadly, we're coming up to the end of today's article. The last sentence says, back at Mr. Zuckerman's farm, Charlotte's eggs hatched and Wilbur had new friends to keep him company.
回到 Mr. Zuckerman 的农场之后呢 Charlotte 的蛋孵了出来 Wilbur 也有了新的朋友来陪伴他
Okay, so what happened to Charlotte's eggs, Elsie? The sentence said they hatched. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. To hatch 代表的是孵化。The eggs hatched, 但孵化了用的是过去式自谓加 ed。
Oh, so it means that the babies were born.
Right.
Now Wilbur has hundreds of new spider friends. They are going to keep him company.
Company 在这边代表的是陪伴，是一个不可数名词哦。To keep somebody company, 也就是 accompany somebody, 陪伴某人的意思。那另外呢，同学们一定有想到 company 也可以是公司啊。没错，那当公司来解释的时候，它就是一个可数名词。He works in this company, 他在这家公司工作。
Well, that's the end of our Charlotte's Web lesson. It's a sad story, but it's also a happy story, too. Now, don't go away. We'll be right back with today's review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, welcome back to review time. Today, I have a few questions to ask. So this is going to be a question and answer review time.
Okay.
Now, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. What does keep somebody company mean? Now, don't worry, I have some answers for you.
Thank you, Erin.
Okay. A is to spend time with someone. B, to open your own business.Or C, to keep your friends safe.
Oh, keep somebody company 到底是什么意思呢？它是陪伴某人的意思嘛，所以答案是 A, to spend time with someone.
Very good.
Woohoo, what's number two?
Okay, number two. Which word power word is an adverb? Okay, I have three choices here. A, lay. B, leave.Or C, never.
我们哪一个单字是副词 adverb? A 选项是 lay 下蛋 it's a verb,、mm-hmm. 它是动词。B 选项是 leave, 离开它也是动词。那就是 C, never, 它是一个频率副词从来不。
Okay.
The answer is C.
You're right. All right, question number three. How does Charlotte help Wilbur? A.She teaches him how to read some English words. B. She makes him special so Mr. Zuckerman won't kill him. Or C. She makes all the mean barn animals be friends with him.
Charlotte 是怎么样帮助 Wilbur 的？他结网嘛，然后在上面写字，然后呢，让大家觉得哇 ，Wilbur 好特别。所以 the answer is B. She makes him special, so Mr. Zuckerman won't kill him.
I can tell you listened all the way through, Elsie. Let's hope our other students did too.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have for our review time today.We're saying goodbye now, so for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Charlotte's Web.
Everyone at the county fair talked about the new web. Wilbur won a prize for the most special pig. Mr. Zuckerman said,
This pig is good luck. He's never leaving me.
Wilbur excitedly told Charlotte,
I never have to worry again. Mr. Zuckerman won't kill me. We're going home.
Charlotte told Wilbur,
That's great, but I can't go home.
Wilbur asked,
Why not?
Charlotte answered,
After I build the web, I laid my eggs. I will die here. Make me a promise. Take my eggs back to the farm.
Wilbur promised,Back at Mr. Zuckerman's farm, Charlotte's eggs hatched, and Wilbur had new friends to keep him company.
Never. Never. I promise never to lie to you again. I promise never to lie to you again.Leave, leave, leave, left, left. The baby cried loudly when his mother left the room. The baby cried loudly when his mother left the room. Kill. Kill. Jack the Ripper is famous for killing 5 women in 1888 in London. Jack the Ripper is famous for killing 5 women in 1888 in London. Lay. Lay. Lay, laid, laid. The bird laid her eggs in the nest. The bird laid her eggs in the nest.